May your hearts rejoice in the love of our Savior and his longing for you. Today, I stopped myself from making certain decisions I normally would have taken for granted and just moved ahead with without asking. I wanted to see if Jesus was asking me for a sacrifice of those things. One of them was our hot water heater. And we've not decided on this yet, but I've offered it to him. We have lived without hot water on demand for a good 20 years, if not more, so this is not quite the sacrifice it would be for most families. And the reason for this is the elections are coming up. We don't know what the evil ones have planned, but we do know that the Lord is going to safeguard this time in some way. I feel like he's calling upon us to give as many offerings as we can for mercy on the world, because we know that the enemy is going to try and stop this. And so the point he's going to be making here has to do with two things. One is offering more sacrifices and living more for him, and the other is giving up my self-will and pride in making decisions on my own and not asking him first. Jesus began, "You are trying. You are not out of danger yet, but you are trying, really trying. Jesus, I want to love you more." "Well, you're going about it the right way." And I added, "Thanks to your Holy Spirit, Lord." He continued, "You have prayed for mercy, and mercy is coming. Do not be alarmed by the sounds of war and rumors of war. These things must occur in the order of events staged in the last chapter going into the tribulation proper. Do not be alarmed. Do not be afraid. Rather, brace yourself in my grace, taking hold of my garment and promises to you as your covering. Many are called, few are chosen, and even fewer respond. To those of you who are responding to my plea for personal holiness, you will forever shine with glory because you chose the robe of sacrifice and righteousness above all other carnal pleasures. For those of you who are staying behind, I love you and am with you as well, and appreciate all that you do in my name. You too have a reward in heaven. So none of my faithful are left out, even those who choose not to climb the mountain with me. You are still mine, and I cherish you. By no means will I abandon you to the enemy. You are still my precious possession. The sound of war drums has reached the ears of many, yet did I not say I was postponing the very worst for the summer of 2019, when I will again reassess the condition of my people and the world? Until then, I am calling upon you still for sacrifices, fast offerings, wedding presents. Yes, I'm still calling for these things. You just have no idea how much good you are doing by making these offerings to me. It is hidden from you, but trust me, there are great rewards for you who have chosen this more difficult path out of love for me. Your love shines like the firmament of the stars, not in space, but from the earth. Yes, among those on the earth, you are beautiful as you progress in the splendor of holiness. Yet this is hidden from you. Claire, you asked about the events or event that you are all preparing for. You are all now putting in your prayers and fast offerings for Mr. Trump and President Putin. You are coming to the aid of these two men and preparing the way for them that they will accomplish my will. Do not listen to forebodings of disaster. I don't want your focus there. Please don't listen to that. I have told you trouble is coming, but I have not told you what, because I don't want your thoughts giving any more weight to it. You see, prayer suspends tragedy. And if your focus is on prayer, tragedy will not get its way totally or even possibly in part. And the Lord brought these things up because one of our intercessors has been in travail for a day and a half. They offered this to the Lord for mercy on the world. And I too am finding things I can sacrifice for this time with your strength and permission, Lord. He continued, always seek my wisdom, Claire. Always, before you make a commitment, so the enemy does not dishearten you with something beyond your ability to offer. Although my love will meet you right where you are at, and I do understand your longing for me, this is a grace that is now spreading like a perfume over your land and indeed around the world. I am wrapping the world in this grace of hunger for me, a longing such as most have never conceived of. This is to prepare and strengthen you for greater works springing from greater love, greater confidence in me, and faith. The portrait was given for such a time as this, my love. I want my people to see the love and longing in my heart for them, that they will reciprocate out of concern for my tender feelings for them. Oh, so many have still no idea how I wait for a glance in my direction from them. Even Christians are unaware of my vulnerability, how deep and painful my love for them is. I gave you a teardrop. Please use it for this message. I want them to know. I long for your company, children, even as a father separated from his little sons, do I long for you. And the teardrop that the Lord is speaking about was that some water happened to drip on the painting, but it dripped right beneath his eye, and it was a very obvious teardrop, and that's the image he wanted on this message. So it wasn't a supernatural teardrop, it was a natural drop of water, but it landed supernaturally right under his eye. Continuing on, he said, and my bride, you understand, you have been with me. You know the gnawing pain of separation I feel towards you. But this is a new season with new longings that will lead to greater intimacy and faith. You will begin to feel my heart for those who are suffering, and prayers authored by my Holy Spirit will bubble up from within you as you bring petitions for them to me. So my counsel and message to you all today is to again grasp the rope of grace that is bringing you closer to me. Make more time for me, pure, holy, and intimate time away from the hustle and bustle of the world. Use gentle dwelling prayer music and tuck away with me and allow our hearts to be united in love. Do not run from your deeper feelings for me. I will catch your tears in my crystal vase where the other tears from your life are stored, and I will apply those tears to the suffering ones, especially those who do not know me and have never conceived of having a pure, loving relationship with me. Each tear you shed for me and for the suffering ones, each tear is the product of deep graces granted to you, and therefore carries with it healing properties in the spirit. When you weep with the gift of tears, I cherish each and every drop, and I know exactly where I will apply it. Some of you are still waiting for your children to come around. There are tears I apply to their hearts too, to soften them to receive the grace of conversion. Nothing is wasted, my precious ones. Nothing is wasted. And that's the end of his message. And I've been finding it very interesting every day that the readings that I get from this liturgical missal line up so beautifully with the messages I was going to share with you, the readings that I got today for communion before I got this message. Well, this is a reading from the book of the prophet Joel, chapter 3. Thus says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions, even upon the servants and the handmaids. In those days I will pour out my spirit. And I felt that this very much corresponded to the fragrance of longing for the Lord, because that precedes every great move of God and is going to swathe the whole earth. It's not just something for our country, it's for the entire earth, that this fragrance is going to wrap the earth. And out of it, I believe, will come a greater intensification of the gifts of the Spirit and intercession. I will work wonders in the heavens and on the earth. And then the psalm that was included with this is, Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. You are clothed with majesty and glory, robed in light as with a cloak. Lord, send out your spirit to renew the face of the earth. A reading from Romans 8. The Spirit, too, helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be expressed in speech. He who searches the hearts knows what the Spirit means, for the Spirit intercedes for the saints as God himself wills. And the Gospel of John, chapter 7, Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love, is the response before it. And it begins, On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood up and cried out, If anyone thirst, let him come to me. Let him drink who believes in me. Scripture has it, from within him rivers of living water shall flow. So in this passage of the gospel, it talks about a thirst for the Lord, which is very, very much like what he's talking about, the fragrance of longing to be poured out upon the earth. So all these readings tie together very beautifully, and to me, they speak very much of that perfume of longing that the Lord is spreading all around the world. May the Lord bless you, heart dwellers, and thank you so much for praying for us. We covet your prayers, and we pray for you every day, that you'll increase in knowledge and love and understanding of the Lord.